Dr. Forrest Tennant has run a pain clinic out of an office in this West Covina, California strip mall since the 1970s. The clinic's decor is as decidedly old school as the physician who runs it, but chronic pain patients from around the country flock to this 76-year-old doctor to get treatment they can't seem to get anywhere else.
You just can't depend on an oral pill because...
I have patients that come here from Maine and Miami. In other words, from all over, including Alaska.
Tough patients like Lewis Ogden, 67 years old, who's dealt with chronic pain for almost as long as he can remember.
If you can imagine making a mold of my head that's a quarter inch too small all the way around, every direction, and then putting it on and just having it squeeze every direction.
Lewis's chronic pain prevented him and his wife and high school sweetheart, Kristen, from living a normal life for decades.
We were involved in an almost non-stop pursuit of help, saw many different specialists and tried many medications and therapies and treatments, but nothing ever really helped.
The Ogdens briefly found a local doctor in Virginia who gave Lewis what he needed, a high dose of opioid pain pills.
After we finally got to the right dose, I'm able to live my life more or less as a normal person, whereas prior to that, I was practically housebound.
But Lewis's doctor was later arrested on charges of overprescribing.
William Hurwitz, a pain specialist who was sentenced to 25 years in prison for drug trafficking.
Every doctor in Virginia just up and left.
There's pressure on prescribers, especially in Montana, and so I think that the writing is on the wall. They're becoming more fearful.
What most people don't know is that the chronic pain sufferers out there are not getting treated. This is so out of control, and it's on an unbelievable scale. It's bizarre what is happening across our country right now.
Drug makers and the opioid crisis.
Opioid epidemic.
The opioid epidemic.
Big time. Opioid epidemic.
America's facing an epidemic of addiction to opioids.
The opioid overdose epidemic is killing as many as 91 Americans a day, according to the Center for Disease Control. Many doctors have been arrested for running so-called pill mills and turning patients into addicts.
The DEA and the Hamilton Boone Drug Task Force arrested 11 people in
Dr.
that raid.
Dr. Richard Rand, arrested in San Francisco 3 weeks
Rolando
ago.
Dr. Atiga, under arrest.
The doctor was arrested along with 12 others.
And in 2016, the DEA clamped down on painkillers, reducing the allowed production of opioid medications by 25% or more. This year, the CDC issued guidelines advising doctors to avoid prescribing high doses over 90 morphine milligram equivalents. So maybe it's no surprise that it's a boundary pusher like Tennant, who's one of the last doctors in America, willing to take patients who say they need a high dose of pain medication to function.
The rare cases in the other states are really being just cast out totally.
Tennant has never shied from the public spotlight. In addition to briefly serving as mayor of his city, he ran some of Los Angeles County's earliest methadone clinics to treat heroin addicts, and in the late 80s served as a drug advisor for the NFL, NASCAR, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Controversy swirled around him in many of these roles. He angered the NFL when he publicly disclosed plans to monitor several New England Patriots players for drug use. One NASCAR racer even accused him of colluding to falsify drug tests to target him. After resigning, Tennant told the New York Times that no mistakes were ever made. During his time in politics, Tennant was instrumental in pushing forward the Pain Patients Bill of Rights in California, which explicitly spells out that opiates can be a safe and effective form of pain treatment. Tennant acknowledges that opioids were overprescribed in the past and should generally be a last resort for pain treatment. But he believes the media and government have now gone too far in demonizing them, and it's legitimate pain patients who are paying the price.
Once you start opioid drugs, this idea that you can just quit them and that your pain will magically go away is a myth. There are people who can take opioid drugs at a very high dose for many years.
They were the first doctors who ever said, our goal is to relieve your pain. Every other doctor had said, our goal is to get you off any opioid medications.
The pressure has even affected the way doctors think about pain. The American Medical Association recommended in 2016 that doctors no longer ask patients to rate their pain.
I take the Hippocratic Oath seriously, that my job is to relieve pain and suffering. So when I see somebody like the AMA decide they're not going to assess pain, I'm not with them.
In a recent New England Journal of Medicine article, one of the pain specialists who advised the CDC on their guidelines recommended that pain patients use coping and acceptance strategies that primarily reduce the suffering associated with pain and only secondarily reduce pain intensity.
That pain is psychological. That needs to go out the window. Let me tell you why. Because you're looking at the guy who's probably done most of the studies. I start checking out with viral titers, autoimmune tests. We find biochemical, physiological changes in the body, and we can now track down where that's coming from. So these people who are being labeled psychological is just a ploy to not treat the patient and to try to blame the patient rather than the medical system who is rejecting them.
Yet an underreported fact is that pain patients aren't the problem when it comes to opioid abuse and addiction in America. A study from the Cochrane Review found that when legitimate pain patients are screened for prior addiction issues, fewer than 1% ever become addicted to opioids.
They're trying to give the idea that we can't tell the difference between the addict and the legitimate pain patient. Simply not true. It's easy to do.
Tennant believes the country needs more pain specialists like him who are willing to take the difficult cases and challenge the emerging conventional wisdom that opioids can't treat pain. The effort to completely discredit opioids as a legitimate treatment option, he says, will only lead to more pain, resentment, and tragedy.
You just can't throw legitimate, good, solid citizens who have pain, start calling them addicts and start calling them substance abuse disorders, and you're starting to develop great resentment in these people against their government, against the media.
I consider the intentional removal of effective pain medication, it's a deliberate action to inflict pain on someone. That's the definition of torture.
We're tired of the battle, tired of fighting with the insurance companies, tired of fighting with the doctors to describe what we go through every day.
The suffering is inhumane. And this is just a medication to treat pain. It is not the first line of medication.
When I read the CDC guidelines and other government issuances, when I hear politicians speak, it's as though people like him do not exist at all. It's as though you're invisible.
Thank you.